on the text, "Be still and know that I am God." Relax for a few moments with your eyes closed. Repeat slowly after me, "Be still and know that I am God." Supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. God is always present, and the whole earth is sacred because of His presence. God often makes His presence known, not in a spectacular way as He did to Moses through a burning bush, but more often as a small, still voice, a whisper, as He did with the great prophet Elijah. O Lord, Your gentle voice reaches into my silence, embraces me in Your constant love, and overwhelms me with a calmness that I have never thought possible. I answer Your quest for me with a hesitant voice. Here I am. Even God's most insistent call will remain in silence, since God's language is not what we expect. Only when we love enough to prefer God's way, God's language, God's will, only then will we discover new and clear ways to communicate with an unseen and divine being. As Saint Teresa of Avila says, "Do you suppose that because we cannot hear God, that He is silent? Rather, He says to each of us, 'Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in.' With the psalmist, I repeat, 'My soul waits in silence for God only.' These are steps you can follow in order to make your silence active, dynamic, and productive. First, clear the air between you and the Lord by asking if there is someone you need to forgive. Is there anyone that you have hurt or offended in any way? See yourself shaking that person's hand or embracing that person in friendship. Secondly, admit to your greatest failure or your worst anxiety or fear. We are reminded of this same concern in Psalm 139, which says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." Thirdly, pause and thank God. Imagine the Lord giving you full attention as you speak, even audibly, thanking Him for His love, for your family, your job, for your freedom to worship, for the special place or mansion He is preparing for you, for His openness and availability to you at any time, and for your health, which we know can be taken away at any time. And now comes the hard part, the listening. What you seek and wait for shall be yours. Listen, be still, and let God be God. God will impress your mind with certain attitudes or ideas that conform to the divine order. For example, to say you're sorry to someone, to offer words of encouragement to another, to call a relative or friend, or simply signs of approval given to you by the Lord Himself. Take your time now and listen. And ask for guidance in bringing order and harmony to your life. The benefits of listening. There are a number of benefits we receive by listening. First, growth in spirit. The more you talk to the Lord and imagine His presence, the more like the Christ do you become. Because speaking to the Lord establishes a rapport, a relationship. Secondly, you grow in wisdom. Since your power of choice over life and its many experiences becomes more pronounced. Your ability to discern what God is really like becomes more refined. The possibility of receiving more creative ideas becomes a reality. And so with all of these, you grow in wisdom. Also, your self-image improves as you feel close to God. You will always end the period of silence feeling more worthy. God listens and God speaks of all people to me. Lastly, your health improves with every meditation and with every period of silence, diminishing and even removing stress, the main cause of almost every illness. Recall now for a few moments when you have felt comforted or uplifted in spirit during this meditation. Be clear on what action you will take today that occurred to you in these quiet moments. What an awesome statement to make. Be still and know that I am God. Supreme among the nations. Supreme on the earth. Be still and know that I am God. You may now come out of this meditation on your own, feeling fine and happier, feeling better.